Module 1. Decide on a market. Decide who you want to sell to. You want to pick a niche that has money to spend. For example, golfers. Golf enthusiasts have money and will spend it to improve their game. Pet owners is another lucrative niche to target. Pet owners spend money on their pets. Note that both are also evergreen markets. Evergreen means the niche does not have a shelf life, is not a fad, and will always have customers. Stay away from the popular fad of the weak niches. An example would be an exercise fad of the week. Also avoid markets that generally have little or no disposable income. For example, college students. Generally, college students don't have a lot, if any, disposable income. Students generally are on a limited budget, worrying about tuitions, books, housing, meals, and other items. You must research your niche to find whether or not there is a market for your course. You don't want to put all your time and effort into a course that doesn't have a market. For example, search the term golf products on both Google and Amazon. You will find that there are hundreds of products that are being sold. That tells you that this is a lucrative niche and also evergreen. A course built around golfing enthusiasts will always be easy and profitable to market to. Now let's take a look at more e-course markets. Search for pet grooming courses on Google. You will find that there are a lot of courses in this category. Don't think of these search results as competition, because you can always set yourself apart from competitors in your marketing. Think of those results as established businesses that are succeeding, spending money on advertisements, and getting clients. When there are numerous different products and services being sold in the market, you know that is an indication that the market is open to spending money on a wide variety of offers. When marketers are paying to reach a market, placing paid ads in offline publications as well as on websites such as banner ads or the sponsored listing in search engines, again, this is an indicator of a healthy market, because no one spends money if they aren't making back this investment. This is an excellent indicator that the market is big, healthy, and profitable, making it a good choice for creating a course around. Tip: even though you are creating an online course, when searching market results on Google, make a note of local shops and service providers catering to this market. The reason this is important is because you want to make sure the market is so big that it's not just confined to internet users. You get the idea. Now do your research, which allows you to narrow down your ideas. Make a list by picking niches that will be profitable and discarding the ones that will not. When you have your list completed, your next step is to choose one of the profitable niches to build your course around.